This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Thank you all for being here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, or any fraction thereof. I am honored to introduce you for the first time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've wanted to interview her since the whole thing broke in the last couple of years with America's Frontline Doctors. We've had some of them on. But right now, we're going to welcome you to the show, Dr. Simone Gold. Thanks for being here. It's about time.
Thank you for having me.
It's not like you've been busy doing anything, of course.
I know. I've just been chilling, sitting back, lying on the beach.
Yeah, well, you're actually looking great considering the stories that are out there. And we actually have websites linked up in the show notes today, including freedrgold.org, talking about the loss of equal protection and the atrocity. I believe that is your conviction. I think they've sentenced you to serve, what, 60 days, or is it suspended? What's going on there?
Yes, it's quite unbelievable to take a person who's never been involved in the criminal justice system before with no hint of violence, no allegation of violence. My whole lifetime has been dedicated to helping humanity, and I took a plea on a nonviolent misdemeanor trespass charge, fully expecting the judge perhaps to give community service, and instead he ordered 60 days in federal prison.
This is clearly a vindictive, sentence to say, hey, see what we can do. Look at us. We're the powerful ones. You doctors think you could speak out, or you Americans think you could actually protest nonviolently. Of course, they call that whole thing an insurrection. Last hour, we talked with Jonathan Emord about the more revelations surrounding that, all of the opportunities Pelosi and others in the Democrat Party had to stop this from ever happening, and they facilitated it like they wanted it clearly to happen, to use it for political gain, as we've seen.
You know, for me, the frustrating part was that the government, you know, I'm a lawyer as well, and the government is not permitted to overcharge on a crime. They're not permitted to charge you with crime for which they don't have proof and evidence. But that's what they're doing to myself, and they did that to, really, I think, all the January 6th defendants. They haven't gone through every case. But they overcharge so aggressively that you're really forced in this terrible position of accepting a plea deal. And for me, the worst part about accepting a plea deal was not having a day in court to challenge the lies and the fallacies and the things that the media does not report. For example, on my side, on the east side of the building, we were not experiencing violence. I mean, I saw videos like other people saw where there were little pockets of people. Perhaps they were Antifa that snuck in or things like that. But on the east side of the building where I was, it was moms and grandparents with baby carriages. It was people literally singing Kumbaya, people praying, people singing, people happy and joyful. And I really didn't have an opportunity to say that because I was literally overcharged with a 20-year felony. So if anybody doubts that this is dangerous stuff, just hear that story.
Yeah, that is a stunning description, as we've seen. We've heard people that were interacting. In fact, I interviewed my buddy Ty, who was there that day, walking down the street with the chaos that was ensuing. But to find out how much it was actually facilitated into existence by those that would use it opportunistically in this way to attack freedom of speech, for instance, and you, as a physician, have done extraordinary work in bringing light to, hey, there are successful treatments that are working to protect people from having to go into hospitals that we've now seen are the overt killing fields of modern warfare even if there's no declaration of war, on the people who simply go there thinking that they have no other opportunity or choice to live, and then they end up dying because of the protocols there.
You know, I'll just say one or two more words about the overcharging, because it's relevant to what you're saying, is that this is probably the only time in the past 2.5 years that I feel like I've been silenced, because I was put in a position that I couldn't speak the truth because the government acted illegally with overcharging. Again, as a lawyer, you are not allowed, the government side, the prosecution side, is not allowed to charge for crimes for which there's not the evidence. There's certain elements of each crime. So they ended up charging me with a felony obstruction, which has 5 elements, of which I committed none. They had no evidence of that. That's why they offered a plea deal and a misdemeanor trespass. But in overcharging with a felony obstruction that carries 20 years and not permitting people to change jurisdictions, because I was watching other defendants and they have not granted change in venue, putting me in front of a D.C. jury that I understand they run about an 80% rate of thinking all January 6th defendants should be convicted. They've stacked the deck against me, and it's really the first time I have allowed myself to be silenced. And I just want people to know how dangerous the situation it is. As you mentioned, I came to be known because I was speaking out for truthful medical care. I mean, that's what I speak about. I happen to not have been speaking about Biden or Trump or the election. You know, free speech is good. Everyone ought to be able to say it as they wish, but it happens to not be my public lane.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, they did what they could to silence me.
Yeah, and coming back again, as we're bouncing through these topics, and I think they're very important to consider all of that, one of the things that occurs to me is that the government seemingly has unlimited funds to prosecute people, and if they charge them with crimes, like you said, just throw everything, even if there's no evidence for it, it becomes impossible for only the most, except for those the most wealthy among us, to afford a defense against an unlimited attack that you would have to fight, as you pointed out as well, within a jurisdiction that is heavily biased in favor of the government's view of what occurred there, or a significant portion of who's controlling the government's view of what happened on January 6th. So this is also something that we've seen in terms of injustice of government or prosecutors, aggressive prosecutors going after people so that they get a plea deal and that it looks good on their record, specifically like a prosecutor's record, that they got another conviction, even if it's down to a plea. And I think it's a strategy that's been used by government on all levels, and you've seen it now at the highest level.
Exactly right. And it, as much as they're always wanting to do that because it's easier for them and they look like they're second wind, as you've suggested, I think they're really more focused on it with January 6th, because once you go to trial, you get a different level of discovery against the government. So they're very, very anxious to force people to take pleas more than even usual. It's really, you know, it's really scary stuff. The fact that they were suppressing early treatment options, the fact they were letting people take lethal treatments with drugs like remdesivir when there are safe drugs like ivermectin that work, is bad enough. But to watch the collapse of our constitutional freedoms, you know, right to a speedy trial, right to the fact that the prosecution and the judge are not in cahoots, right to the fact that the prosecution is required to be an officer of the court, meaning they must uphold the law. In other words, the defense side is permitted to act as aggressively as possible, truthfully, but as aggressively as possible to defend the defendant. The defense has only one job, but prosecution in our system of law has two jobs. It's to prosecute the case, but it's also to be an officer of the court, to only allow legal, lawful behaviors, and the government is acting shamefully. The government is overcharging crimes for which they don't have evidence, and they're controlling the evidence. So I'm going to write about this, because during my time in incarceration, I'm going to do this thing that, you know, a lot of people like myself who've been thrown into jail do, and I'm going to write a book. You'll have an opportunity to read it early next year, and it's going to be exactly about selective prosecution. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's another timely book that I will be happy to get you back on to promote and talk about, because, as I said, justice is something that's seemingly lost to the average folks in America in a world where global corporations, multinational corporations that have no allegiance to any nation or state have run roughshod over not only the people but the government. They now control what's known as the bureaucratic oligarchy. Many of the agencies like FDA, CDC in its own right. NIH has become a political organization under Fauci, as you know, for a long time, decades, if you've read The Real Anthony Fauci by Bobby Kennedy Jr. I mean, it's stunning. the things I've been covering in 23 years of this broadcast as well about Fauci's career long before there was COVID. This guy was, in my opinion, a criminal almost from day one as he established this fiefdom and has resulted in the deaths of millions and millions of Americans and people around the world. And I don't believe I'm stating that too strongly. And yet it's people like you and others that happen to be around January 6th at the Capitol that are considered criminals and have to be persecuted to beyond the fullest extent of the law.
Right. You're exactly right to be afraid of the bureaucratic state. That's what's coming. That's what's here. And that's what's coming. This unelected bureaucratic state is controlling people. Even in my particular situation, I was subjected to tremendous amount of extrajudicial punishment at the hands of a bureaucratic state. The FBI went after me in an extrajudicial way. They've done things to me that were outside the purview of the court. Now, our system is set up for three branches of government, right? So there's the judicial, which is supposed to mete out the punishment, the legislative that crafts the laws, and the executive branch, which is sort of like the arm. So a easy way to understand this is the legislative branch writes the law. If somebody breaks the law, which is what the government alleged, then the police come to arrest you. The police is part of the executive branch. And then in the jury system, in the judicial system, you know, innocence or guilt is kind of legally established. But what we have now is the executive branch has so many agencies under it that they themselves have an enormous amount of power. And this is unelected power. So the FDA, the NIH, the CDC, they've corrupted medicine beyond recognition. And the FBI, you know, for decades, it's been a problem. Mm-hmm. But it's now just becoming evident to the American people what a huge problem it is. So I believe the system's actually not fixable. You know, and so my lane is medical. My lane is health. And so I absolutely intend, and what I've been working on for many, many months now, is bringing alternative type of system to the American people that they can access in terms of medical. So stay tuned for that. That's very, very fun and exciting and positive development.
Well, Dr. Gold, this is something I'm seeing occurring in every state of the nation right now. I've been interacting with physicians. I'm a homeopathic doctor, so I've been not invited to any of the tables of discussion. As you know, in America, we've got a division in terms of a monopoly on healing and health care to one class of men and women and denying equal access, if you will, to all others. That was a prophetic prediction, if you will, by one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And so here we are, established monopoly, that within that monopoly, doctors such as you with integrity have spoken up and said, hey, there's a problem here. We need to have freedom of thought, freedom of conscience, freedom to innovate in terms of what they call standard of care, which they don't define, except they know it when they don't see it because their handlers say that's not it. And then they go after the doctors who actually have zero death rates among the COVID people coming to them, like you and others that we've reported on and had on this show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And so now I'm seeing allopathic physicians meeting with nurses and homeopaths and naturopaths and herbalists and chiropractors coming together in the spirit of collegiality to do just what you're describing, establish a parallel or a separate system that cannot be made from within this corrupt, decaying system, but will rise up out of those ashes or even before it's fully in ashes, to make accessible the healing and health care that I think the people deserve and desire, as opposed to enter into a one-size-fits-all approach of collectivist, reductionist, socialist-type medicine.
Listen, there's some really basic economic things that went wrong to create the mess that we're in now with our healthcare system. There's two huge ones that I can think of. One is that the patient no longer just pays the doctor, right? So it's no longer just a capitalist endeavor where, you know, you find a doctor, you believe the doctor, you pay the doctor, and you have control over the doctor because you have that relationship where you're paying the doctor. And I don't mean to be too crass about it, but honestly, that's what works in every other area of life, where you have the direct relationship. If you go to the hardware store, you know the guy, and he's doing a good job, and the gadgets he gives you work, then you go back to him, right? I mean, it's pretty simple.
We need hardware insurance. We need a third party to intervene when we go to the hardware store so we get the best. Yeah, you know, see how
exactly. That sounds? So that's one big thing, is that we're no longer, you know, for decades now, it's not been the doctor-patient relationship where the patient is really the boss over the doctor. And that's even more true. There's more elements to that than just the insurance as the middleman. It's also the fact that doctors themselves are no longer small business owners. My father is a doctor. In his day, I'm guessing not even 5% of doctors were employees. I mean, it was very rare in my dad's day for a doctor to be an employee. It's very uncommon. So at the start of lockdowns, 62% of doctors were employees, which I think is tragic. But at the end of lockdowns, I'm from California, so I call it lockdowns, not COVID. Mm-hmm. But at the end of lockdowns, about 75% of doctors were now employees. So they're employees of large hospital corporations or other types of corporations. But what does that mean? That means when your employer has a goal that's different than you, the patient, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. So if there's no conflict, that's fine. It'll be okay. But you don't know when a conflict will arise. And we saw this terribly, terribly in COVID times. When a Medicare patient was admitted to the hospital with serious COVID, and they were, or medium or serious, and they got pretty ill, Medicare and government payments were larger if the patient went on remdesivir and didn't go on ivermectin. Now, that's two completely different kinds of corruption. One is just the financial incentive to use a drug that's bad for you. That's remdesivir. We know remdesivir is bad for you. 35% of people who go on it die. It was a failed Ebola drug. It causes kidney failure. It's not a good drug. If there was absolutely no alternative or you're really death's door, your risk of death was very high, it would be one thing. But as you well know, the CDC statistics themselves bear out the fact that COVID is not nearly as lethal as remdesivir is, quite frankly. But then the second level of corruption is that if you went on remdesivir as a hospitalized patient, that financial incentive didn't exist unless you also were not put on ivermectin. In other words, the government incentivized not using a cheap, safe, generic drug. You have to ask yourself why that is. And if you're a Medicare recipient, and again, this is just one example, if you're a Medicare recipient, how safe do you feel upon hearing my words? Now, if you were hiring the doctor yourself and paying the doctor yourself, and you had a direct relationship with your doctor, I can assure you that your doctor's not going to use protocols that are dangerous for you.
Well, that's a very, very important point in terms of the top-down scenario. And it also expands to my beef with licensure as a controlling factor in supposedly to protect the public when really it protects an economic monopoly, and whoever controls that controls the doctors as well.
So we saw that everywhere. So, of course, doctors' licenses were at risk, but think about it. Like, the restaurant licenses were at risk, or they would have opened. The small businesses, you know, Ian Smith up in New Jersey, he owns a gym. You know, his license were threatened. They kept threatening business licenses. Mm-hmm. We really got to see that the concept of licensure is being weaponized by the state and perhaps, you know, the federal government later to shut down dissent, to shut down disagreeing voices.
Well said. I mean, that's the point. It's always been that. It just hasn't had to play out so overtly until now. But yes, this is an idea. I wish physicians would revolt against licensure and embrace the concept of board certification, private certifications, because we can establish qualifications without licensure. Again, licensure is about economic monopolies, but even more so, the control of those who are engaged in the practice of whatever is licensed. As the doctors found out, even if you weren't in a hospital setting and you were forced in or incentivized to do things that are killing patients, those outside of that were threatened with loss of licensure or fines, etc., under that system. And you pointed out, to expand that to all businesses, that is the risk. When you ask permission of the government to do something that they consider otherwise would be illegal, now you're subject to the whims of bureaucrats that couldn't even run a business, yours, or couldn't be a doctor at all. Yet they're directing and telling us all how we must live our lives or how doctors must do their job.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Far from the drought-stricken West, where water is scarcer by the day and residents are cutting their usage, extremely dry conditions are sinking their teeth into the central and eastern U.S., amplified by record hot temperatures and the absence of meaningful rainfall. A flash drought has developed in parts of the South and Northeast, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, in states including Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Massachusetts. Preliminary autopsy findings on the body of a 6-year-old found in the aftermath of a Jackson, Mississippi fire confirmed that he was stabbed to death. Orlando King Pittman's body was found Saturday afternoon in an apartment that had been set on fire. The child's half-brother, 19-year-old Thomas Perry III, faces a murder charge in the boy's death. He also faces charges of aggravated animal cruelty and arson and is being held on a $1.2 million bond. I'm Tony Maruso for USA Radio News. Quick help for suicidal thoughts and other mental health emergencies will soon be as easy as 988. The United States' first nationwide 3-digit mental health crisis hotline went live Saturday. It's designed to be as easy to remember and use as 911, but instead of a dispatcher sending police, firefighters, or paramedics, 988 will connect callers with trained mental health counselors. And Tom Brady says his relationship with former President Donald Trump has been taken out of context by the media. This was 17 or 18 years ago, Brady told Variety in a wide-ranging interview about having previously golfed with Trump. I was so young, I got to go to a private golf course. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world, Brady said. He has not spoken with Trump, though, in a lot of years. I think the press just mischaracterized a lot, Brady continued. My personality isn't ever one to insult anybody. I have plenty of my own flaws. I'm not here to point out anyone else's. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we saw this really across all industries. Of course, medicine is mine, but we also saw this with the pharmaceutical company, right? The pharmaceutical companies, they were being kind of threatened by the pharmaceutical boards. So we have this crazy situation now where things that humans need that are almost as basic as food, right? You know, life-saving kinds of medicines or over-the-counter medicines, even these are potentially going to be restricted. So what I can say is the last 2.5 years has woken up so many people, by the way, myself included, that there's really an amazing opportunity. In fact, I'm super optimistic about what can come of this, as you said, from the ashes. I'm super optimistic. We're starting it's mine, but with a whole team. We're starting a new way forward. I don't know if you're even familiar with it, but it's gold care. It's not health care. It's gold care. So healthcare is out and gold care is in, and we are aligning not only the doctor-patient relationship, but we're also putting together dietitians, naturopaths, functional physicians. We're putting together those people with traditional doctors. We're not throwing anything out, but we're not going to oversell you on the illness model if that's not what you need. Most people's medical needs are kind of ordinary and basic lifestyle, better lifestyle decisions, right? It's eating less, it's exercising more. It's not like all the medications that, or surgeries or procedures or tests that they're forcing on people or suggesting to people. You know, when you remove the financial breaks, right, because from the patient's perspective, they're paying an insurance company. So then when the doctor tells them that they need something, they're like, well, I've already paid, so sure, let me go ahead and get that. And they don't really know. We've removed all of that. We've direct doctor-patient relationship, and we are not incentivizing doctors or patients to go down the illness model, but rather to go down the wellness model. Right. So exciting.
We have it linked up, by the way, in the show notes. Super Don's been showing that up on screen for those of you watching live. If you're listening later to the podcast on the places we haven't been banned, yes, there are places that haven't banned us yet. You can also catch that and come on over to robertscottbell.com. Today's show notes have available July 14th, 2022. We have the link to goldcare.com, and that's a great innovation, Dr. Gold, because, as I said, I've been discussing with physicians of all kinds all around the country, meeting regularly within the area I am in, a great group of people that are working together to establish exactly what you're talking about. I don't know if there's going to be a one-size-fits-all approach. I'm looking for everybody to innovate. Let's find out what works the best. And in a free market, it'll be obvious. But in a controlled and managed market like we have in a monopoly system, the ensuing disaster is inevitable. And we're seeing, you know, 100-plus years later after the Flexner Report of 1910, restricted education in a medical school setting to that which was only teaching doctors to prescribe toxic poisons that were approved by the Fear and Death Administration, despite the fact that nobody actually genuinely suffers from a drug deficiency disease. We have got to an absurd level of where doctors can't be doctors. My uncle was a medical doctor. God rest his soul. He's no longer with us. He warned me, even though he knew I wanted to grow up to become a doctor, not to become a medical doctor, because he saw the bureaucracy, the red tape, the third-party controls, whether it be government or otherwise, devastating the doctor who went in for all the right reasons. And he knew my spirit, and he said, you're going to be miserable. And I learned through 19 years of being the recipient of medical treatment that I would not be happy doing to others what they did to me. Now, I wasn't aware that there were other forms of medicine because I'm a typical American. I never even heard the word homeopathy until I was 24 years of age. Come to find out, it was a mainstay of the curricula at Emory University Medical School, where I went to school up until 1949. It lasted well past the Flexner Report, because in the South, they're like, they couldn't get everywhere. But the idea that, again, there's a one-size-fits-all, even in homeopathy, is wrong. There's got to be a patient-centered, and I say this not in a political sense, but in a sense where you look at the individual and say, what does that individual need? They don't need the same thing as this person or this person, but our system has been designed to say everybody needs remdesivir that comes to a hospital. In the worst case scenario, what we've seen manifest and the resulting inevitable death, because you know if it destroys kidneys, how do you live without kidneys? There are not enough dialysis machines to go around anyway.
Right, so it's good that a lot of those people died, right? I mean, that seems like it was the motive.
Instead of rationing care, this is population reductionist level intention at this point. You can't. How does a doctor not know? How does a nurse not know? That's why I respect so much the doctors and nurses that are willing to speak out at risk to their careers. But I'm also calling out, as many doctors are, the ones that are remaining complicit in their silence. There's no excuse when people are dying at that point. Why did you go into medicine if you're going to turn your head while people are being killed by protocols in your profession?
I could share a little insight in my experience. You know, I've been living in California for a long time. Thankfully, I fled the communist nation of California recently. Mm-hmm. But during lockdowns, they really did institute almost like a tiered stage approach to removing compassion from the healthcare worker. I don't know that people really quite realize this, but when they started saying that you had to wear masks all the time, they started saying you couldn't visit your loved ones. Over a period of a very short time, 1 to 3 months, I'd say, my own nurses in my own hospital really were forced to kind of squelch their own compassionate natures, because they were told that they would be fired if they allowed in a relative of somebody who was dying or very, very ill. And I remember thinking, well, this has to have an effect on the nurse's psyche, right? That they're being put in this position of being actually cruel. So it's a very interesting sociological phenomenon, how to teach people not to care by putting their own self-interest ahead of, you know, pitting two of their own self-interest. You go into nursing to care for people, but you also have to pay your own bills. And for the first time in my lifetime, for sure, they were pitting against each other the nurses or the doctor's desire to help against the nurses or doctor's desire to just kind of, you know, live their life, you know, without bankrupting themselves. I never had seen that before. I mean, we had patients coming in and we weren't allowed to let in their spouses of 50 years. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, so in addition to the tragedy for the patients in front of me, the tragedy of teaching our healthcare doctors and nurses to go along with cruel policies.
Yeah.
That's going to have reverberations forever.
Yeah. In other words, your compassion kills your own career. Your compassion kills
Correct.
Your own livelihood. And yet the compassion you would have for patients in their care is something that you would normally want to embrace and manifest in your own life. And now they said, no, that's going to kill you. So now they had to make a decision.
You either encourage doctors and nurses like that to leave the practice of medicine or nursing, or you taught them to tamponade down their compassion. Both are terrible for patients, just terrible for patients.
Well, and Dr. Gold, we've seen, you know, on this show, of course, it's been integrative since the beginning, and I've had many, many great physicians that are brilliant and that they have embraced, let's say, more holistic and integrative protocols long before there was COVID, and yet they faced this kind of persecution on more of an isolated case scenario where they were threatened with loss of license, or some did lose their licenses otherwise, because they weren't killing patients. They were actually healing them in ways unapproved by, I call the bureaucratic oligarchy, in this case, much less licensing boards. And so this has grown and grown and grown to where now it's hard to find a doctor that's not aware of the danger of the system that they've stepped into based on the control, not from those who would actually encourage you to innovate and do the right thing, but from those who want to limit and restrict innovation because that would make them look bad. And, of course, certain profit centers would be reduced significantly. Let's just say if we didn't have to engage in cardiac bypass surgeries, which is a multi-million, billion-dollar industry, which started in, you know, the mid-20th century, when they basically abandoned a legitimate medical treatment known as chelation therapy for lead poisoning, and they found that it also happened to clear arteries. But the moment doctors realized that and started utilizing it that way, those doctors were immediately rendered as quacks among their profession.
I will say that at goldcare.com, which is starting with national telemedicine, then we'll expand outward from there. We are actually looking at all aspects of medical care. We've taken the most common, let's say, 50 diagnoses that patients come to a doctor with, and we've actually gone through it to see what works from the old and what doesn't work, because we don't believe really most of what we read anymore. You know, I was a board-certified emergency doctor for years. I was well aware that Lipitor, an anti-cholesterol or anti-lipid agent, was like the most prescribed drug. I think it's Pfizer. I think it's the biggest moneymaker for Pfizer. And I didn't really give it a second thought. And then, you know, I started looking at all of these assumptions that we've made, all of them. And so many of them are false. For example, Dr. Peter McCullough just tweeted out that Prevnar, you know, the pneumococcal vaccine, is just worthless. It's just worthless. So, and in my own career, you know, I always had to take an influenza shot, which I thought was ridiculous because I knew it didn't work. And here's the reason how I knew it didn't work. Because everyone I ever admitted into the hospital with influenza had taken the influenza shot.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it was literally like...
You would have to deny your own eyes and experience to see what those of us in so what we call new or alternative media were pointing out, even going to things like the Cochrane collaboration, which used to be admired, and then when they started coming out against flu shots and other things, suddenly they were abandoned and made, if you reference the Cochrane connection, you will be deplatformed on Twitter. I mean, I saw that happen. It was just amazing, the sound science that they would bring, but it went against the narrative of, you know, the sheeple must accept their shots.
Yeah. And by the way, and, you know, people on the other side like to label me as this anti-vax person. It's kind of funny because really my lane is about free speech. I just want people to have the information. I want people to make up their own mind. You know, I happen to have taken shots all of my career. My children took shots. I never really thought about it until the whole COVID thing. I'm a little embarrassed to say that it was just kind of one of those things you were taught, you went through. I'm encouraged that Peter McCullough said kind of the same thing. We didn't really think deeply about these things. But my lane is making sure that we have the robust free speech so that people can make up their own mind. And just to go back to January 6th, like literally I was there giving a speech on health freedom, on the things that people needed to know. And the government was so focused on silencing me in particular that they ended up putting me on a poster of, you know, FBI Most Wanted. I mean, it was ludicrous. I mean, I don't know how you can say that with a straight face. Mm-hmm. And the judge in my trial, who, by the way, I had the misfortune of drawing the Sussman judge, that judge was so angry. Mm-hmm. Just like you could see it, you could feel it, you could hear it. He was so angry. He was filled with rage and fury at America's frontline doctors. It's highly abnormal why he should even care. He doesn't have to agree. I'm not forcing it on
him. No, he should have recused himself based on that.
He should have recused himself. He was furious. He was furious.
And Dr. Gold, again, I want to acknowledge what you said. This is a show fundamentally about health freedom. I may have perspectives as a homeopath that differ from some allopaths, but we're coming closer and closer in alignment overall. And Peter McCullough as well, who I've shared the stage with a number of times now, and he's been on this show. And he acknowledges the things they didn't learn, you didn't learn in medical school, that I learned in a different way. And
correct.
It doesn't mean one is mutually exclusive, but it's like we all have blind spots. And yet, fundamentally, if I disagree with a particular medical treatment, I'm not here to say the government needs to stop you from doing it or on and on. I want the freedom to communicate as you are, freedom of speech, so that we can make informed decisions. And if we're at least honored by the choice is ours or in conjunction with a doctor, a chosen healthcare provider, who could ask for anything more? That's my mind where we need to be. It isn't about forcing things, mandating things, stopping things. It's about the freedom to choose. Is that not our fundamental agreement?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show.
But why would a doctor have to go to court and spend $100,000 to defend their right to be able to speak in the public space? They're saying that doctors can't speak against the narrative in the public space, and then they're saying that they can't speak even in the doctor-patient relationship. So Americans really need to wake up, because you very, very soon, especially in certain states, you're not really even going to be able to have an honest conversation with your doctor.
Yeah. Well, I've called for a separation of medicine and state. That might be something a bridge too far yet.
Yeah.
But it would be lovely if in freedom, doctors and patients could interact, and all doctors of all stripes and colors or whatever can hang a shingle in cooperation. And yes, the spirit of healthy competition. Find out, you know, the things that work will rise to the top in a free market.
Exactly.
Whereas in a controlled managed market, the imbeciles end up running the asylum.
And by the way, prices go down in a capitalist system. They go down. And the greatest example is the LASIK eye surgery was considered elective, and it's not covered by insurance. People want to fix their vision from the nearsighted and farsighted. I actually can't remember. But when it came out, I think it was about $10,000 an eye. I could be wrong on the number. But now it's about $2,000 an eye. And that's because the market determined what a doctor would pay to do it safely. And you can check if the doctor's, you know, has done a good job with that. But that is what capitalism does. Capitalism lowers the price.
In freedom, yes. In free market. Yeah, the problem is capitalism has been corrupted to where it's crapitalism or crony, right? And
yeah.
So the word itself is tinged with this energy that people go, oh, capitalism, you're one of them. And I'm like, no, we're about the freedom.
Free market, I should say.
Which is, again, lost, because I get what you're saying, but I know, I hear what people hear when they hear the
free
word.
Market. Free market. I'm going to change how I say it.
Yeah, no, Dr. Simone Gold, you're doing great. I'm so glad we finally connected here. And when is the official date that you have to go in and serve the 60 days to write your book?
That's great. And I need a little rest, so I'm like, I'm okay. I believe it is July 26th, and there's a little bit of discussion around that, so I'm not 100%, but it will be very soon, a week to 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
And, you know, I just ask that people listen to this story and understand that it really couldn't happen to anybody. Maybe it didn't happen to you on January 6th, 2021. But the pretext of going after me so aggressively, so hard, for what was widely on videotape as being entirely peaceful, and in fact, I was reading my speech on health policy. That picture's all over the news, and Washington Post even ran a story on it. But there I am reading my speech, and you're saying you can put someone like me in prison for 60 days when we see so many other examples of violence during protests where people don't even get charged. So just use my story as caution that we're really in serious jeopardy of losing our constitutional rights in this nation.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Gold, like I said, I know you'll use the time wisely. Hopefully they can shorten it when you're in there and make a little bit better scenario for you. But I understand you're going to use that time wisely for the benefit of yourself and others with this book that you're telling me about, which I look forward to reading and sharing on this with this audience when you come back out. Or if you need to get a message out before you go in, you're welcome here anytime. I appreciate what you're doing with Gold Care as well. That was a nice discovery here.
And thank you for mentioning the top of our time together. But freedrgold.org, that is a movement that was started to shed light on the tyranny that's really taken over our judicial system. And the funds raised there go towards that. They go towards lawsuits and public, almost like public communications on these issues. And then goldcare.com if you're looking for a better system for yourself.
Yeah, there it is, Free Dr. Gold. We've got them both linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Simone Gold, again, welcome again. You're welcome here anytime. I love the discussion we've had here, and you know, the willingness to talk about your journey and the awakening that's happening. It's really to all of our benefits, despite the fact that we've lost loved ones and friends in this time. That's part of life throughout history, but it makes me want to do better and better and better in the midst of this. And the opportunity has provided itself through the tragedies, through the loss that we've experienced. So I know that good is coming out of this, Dr. Gold.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. That's Dr. Simone Gold, America's Frontline Doctors and more, all the things she's doing with the Gold Care. Fascinating journey. Like I said, we never would have had this opportunity to come together had it not been for the craziness of COVID. So as much as I would go, yeah, that sucked, at the same time, we have to acknowledge there's a really lot of good things that are happening, including physicians and of all kinds, backgrounds, coming together, working together for the betterment of people that really need genuine health care, and acknowledging that there are specific places where we excel, where we don't, and that's okay. It's not something we need to cover up and pretend doesn't exist, but that's where we can come together in the spirit of cooperation, in freedom, not in coercion, not in deception, not in monopoly. Y'all, thanks for being here. Share the show. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.